Good evening. Patty Hearst has been taken into custody. The FBI says Patty Hearst was picked up today in San Francisco. The Hearst newspaper heiress has been missing for 19 months. First, she was kidnapped. Then she announced that she had joined ranks with her kidnappers, members of the Symbionese Liberation Army. She called herself Tanya. She was later indicted in connection with a San Francisco bank holdup and labeled a fugitive. Here, from Jess Marlowe in Los Angeles, is a report on what has happened to Patty Hearst since she was kidnapped.
Patty Hearst shared a $300 a month apartment with her fiancé, Stephen Weed. She was kidnapped the night of February 4th by two black men and a white woman. Witnesses said the abductors fired guns as they fled. Stephen Weed was badly beaten, but he said he would not testify against the suspects if Patty Hearst were released unharmed. 3 days later, the kidnappers sent a taped message identifying themselves as members of the Symbionese Liberation Army. The SLA's ransom demand was for free food. And the Hearst family and the Hearst Corporation bought $2 million worth. But the food giveaway plan was badly managed. The SLA said in a later tape, the giveaway was a sham. In April, the SLA used a San Francisco florist to deliver another message. It said the details of Patty's release would be made public within 3 days. But the next day, another tape dashed any hope Patty Hearst would be coming home.
I would have been given the choice of one, being released in a safe area, or two, joining the forces of the Symbionese Liberation Army and fighting for my freedom and the freedom of all oppressed people. I have chosen to stay and fight.
Two weeks later, on April 15th, five members of the SLA robbed the Hibernia Bank in San Francisco. Two people were shot during the robbery, and the SLA gang got away with more than $10,000. The robbery was filmed by the bank's automatic cameras. The FBI said the girl in the wig with the automatic rifle was Patricia Hearst.